Welcome to Babes in Voiceland. We're so glad you've joined us. Get ready to laugh your cares away.
Did you hear about the restaurant on the moon?
No.
Great food, no atmosphere.
Okay, so I don't know if everybody has this problem or whatever, but a lot of times I have to get up in the middle of the night or like 4 or 5 o'clock to go to the bathroom, you know?
Uh-huh. You can wait until 4 or 5 o'clock before you have to get up to go pee?
Oh, am I lucky?
Yes. I'm jealous.
Well, but when you get up at that time in the morning, the sun's coming up and I can't get back to sleep and I don't want to be up that early.
That's right, because you go to bed so late. You've only been asleep a couple hours.
Actually, I wake up at about 5:30 in the morning to go to the bathroom, but then I'm up.
I stay up,
I don't like it. Because I went to bed way earlier, unless I'm talking to Erica half the night.
So anyway, so what do? I go on the internet, right? Because I can't sleep.
Yeah.
And I learn stuff.
Because that'll put you to sleep, not.
Well, no, it does, because it gets me started, and then I learn a few things, and then it really, like, fries my brain, and then I need to go to sleep. It works for me. So the two things I learned about this morning, actually, were boondockers and pygoras.
That sounds like
a dental
health issue.
Yes, it does.
Well, this is something that might interest...
Boondocker sounds like a shoe, but...
Well, or pants. Docker. You know, dockers are pants,
Dockers are pants,
yeah.
Okay, so pygoras are actually a mix of pygmy and angora goats.
What?
Why would anybody do that?
And why would you be reading about that? And how did you find that at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Well,
what did you Google to get there?
Well, no, I'm going to come back. I'm going to circle back around.
Okay.
But I was interested when I heard about the word pygora because I didn't know what it was. And actually, they're known for their fleece, which they called fiber. Like, you can make, like, scarves and hats out of it. You can make your own yarn and make stuff. They also are good for milk. You can get about a liter a day, which
really?
Is handy. Yeah.
Okay.
And they're also really fun, though, so people get them as pets.
Oh,
so
Lord.
So I was thinking, like, instead of a dog, maybe you'd like a pygora.
No,
well,
thank you.
would that be like a mule where they can't reproduce on their own because they're a mix of a...
Well,
of
you want to castrate the males
because
otherwise they can be a little aggressive.
I didn't think we were going that way.
I don't want to talk about animal cruelty.
But the thing is that they say they're really docile and they're really fun.
Well,
and
you would be too if cut your nuts off.
What do they look like? Get females. Just get a female and don't worry about that.
What do they look like?
Oh, well, you'll have to look it up. They're really cute. They're goats. And they like to...
do yoga.
But they sell for about up to $500 each. They live like 12 to 15 years, and they're supposedly really cool. And they eat brush, and they eat... Oh, here's another word. Do you know
Did
what this is?
They eat grass? Are
Forbes.
They going to wipe out my lawn?
No, they don't like grass that much.
Forbes.
They eat Forbes?
Yeah. Forbes are dandelions and clover.
Why did
oh,
they
well,
change
but
their name?
See, here's the deal. The turtles love the dandelions, and they'll be fighting, so.
Okay.
And so, I don't think I would want to see a fight between a desert tortoise and a
goat.
What?
Pygora.
Yeah. No.
Pygmy, angora, goat, whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, but I was really interested in this because, you know, I'm in all these different groups on Facebook, and there's this one group that I'm on, which is called Solo Women Van Dwellers.
She woke up and took me by the hand. She's gonna love me in my Chevy van, and that's all.
Okay,
I
you live. You live very interesting.
You know what?
Early morning
we need to get her some sleeping pills or something. Extra vodka.
This cow path is really winding today.
And we didn't even talk about the docker thingies.
Well, wait, we're getting there. So
eventually.
So in this particular group, it's about a lot of different women that use their vans. They set them up like little houses and stuff. And
they're homeless.
They go, some of them. Some of them have houses and
they're nomadic women and they have goats. Okay.
There's a whole big, you know, thing going on out there that we don't know about.
There's a lot of things I don't know about.
There's a lot of women on the road. And one of the things is they're always looking for a place to park their van.
Like a gypsy.
Sort of. And she was looking for places that might be okay because she's getting two Pagora goats. Right. And she's going to take them traveling with her.
Dear
like,
God.
So she needs a place that'll take her and her goats.
Right. Like
in a van.
Yeah.
Is this like an old hippie from the 60s?
Exactly. She's like it, I bet.
Well, she says she's been a dog trainer all her life and that these are really good animals and they're great to train. And she's got like a portable little, you know, fenced in area for them for when, you know, she pulls over to the side or docks for the night or whatever.
Amazing.
Wait a minute. She's got like a fence that she brings.
Yeah. She brings this
whips
fence.
Out this fence.
She whips out this
and
fence.
Builds it for them to play. But like they're all go playpen.
Leash trained and potty trained too. But you know, not every place allows you to bring animals. So she was
or
wondering.
Park your van for free.
Right. So she was wondering where she could go. And
I could tell her where to go.
But if you're really looking for a place, you might want to go to boondockerswelcome.com.
Out in the boondocks.
Exactly.
Out in the boondocks. Okay.
And alternatives is this boondockers.welcome. So, of course, I went on that site.
They're
right?
off the grid then. They're off the gritters.
So I went on that site, and it said, you know, people give up their spaces. Like some, this one guy had like a 100 acre horse farm where you could like park your van, and animals are welcome in different places. And one guy had like he had his driveway, so you could park in his driveway and whatever. So it's really interesting though, but this whole movement out there.
We're gonna have to get you some sleeping aids so you sleep through the morning.
Very interesting, but
I thought it was really interesting.
Well, especially at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Mike and Susie decided that they had to put her mom into an assisted living home. It was called Flower's Children and run by a lady named Flower Lovely. The home seemed a bit strange when they entered, but it had been recommended highly on the internet, and the residents gave it rave reviews.
Gee, Mike, this place seems very clean, but...
But what? Your mom will be happy here, and then we can take that trip to Hawaii and lay on the beach and drink Mai Tais and get cozy and...
All right. I know. Mom's been living with us for a very long time, and you want some private time. But honey, it's my mom, and I feel so guilty leaving her here.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's try it for a few months, and if she's not happy, I promise that she can move back into our house. Please.
Just then, Miss Lovely appeared.
Well, hello. We've all been waiting for you. Is your mom here too? Or have just the two of you come to see our lovely residence home?
Well, we came to look around.
We love it already.
Wait, Mike. I have questions.
Oh, of course, dear.
First, who is that old man sitting at the front door with the binoculars? That seems odd.
Oh, he's just the lookout.
Oh, how nice. We'll take it.
Mike, stop it. Miss Lovely, what exactly is he looking out for?
The compost! Oh, now, Agnes, dear, don't say that to our visitors. That's Agnes. She has a wild imagination. Coppers. Oh, gosh, Agnes. Matt and two of the gentlemen here used to be policemen, and they feel that they give our home extra security.
How nice.
We'll take it.
Mike, I said stop that.
You tell me what to do.
Let's take the tour. I'll introduce you to some of the residents and show you the room we have available for your dear mother. Just one moment.
Before they began the tour, Miss Lovely walked over to the desk, grabbed a microphone, and yelled,
Tour alert! Tour alert!
She then gently put down the microphone and smiled, as if nothing had been said at all.
Miss Lovely? What was that about?
Oh, nothing, dear. Some of our older residents get frightened at new faces, and I don't want them to be caught off guard. It's nothing, nothing really.
Susie and Mike completed their tour, and Susie made her decision.
Well, Miss Lovely, your residence seems to be all that the internet reviews said it was. I was surprised, however, that in addition to the kitchen on the main floor, you have so many kitchen stations throughout the facility. And so much candy, chips, pastry.
Well, it's very unusual.
Well, you see, my dear, many of our residents get the munchies at night, or for that matter, during the day.
Munchies?
Oh, well, munchies, hungry, snacky feeling, whatever you call it, yes. And we never want a resident to feel hungry.
Well, we'll sign Mom up for a few months.
Yes!
Mike?
Sorry, honey. I'm just happy for your mom, because she'll have friends her own age while we're in Hawaii.
Forgive him, Miss Lovely. He really loves my mother. He's just excited that we're taking a long overdue trip together.
Well, papers were signed, and the next day, Susie and Mike brought her mom, Edna, to the home and got her settled in. As they left, they looked back and saw a line of elderly people starting to line up at her mom's door. Meanwhile, Miss Lovely walked them all the way outside the front door.
Now, don't you worry, children. Your mom is in good hands, and the others are already going over to meet her and make her feel so welcome.
As Susie and Mike drove away, Susie said,
Mike, something is strange.
She's fine, honey, and just think, in the morning, we're headed to the airport for 2 weeks in Hawaii.
Mike, I swear I heard that old guy Matt yelling, coast is clear. And even though we're out of the parking lot, I swear I hear loud music. Should we go back and check?
No, 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 no.
After 4 days of surf and sand, Susie insisted on calling to check on her mom. Meanwhile, back at the home...
Edna! Hey, glad you're having fun. You fit right in. Want another hit or just that ripple wine for now?
Yeah, flower baby, I want it all. Hey, when Matt changes lookout shifts with Pete, make sure you send him down to my room. Don't forget!
Yeah, you got it. Phone alert! Phone alert!
Suddenly, the entire place became silent.
Hello, this is Miss Flower Lovely speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, Miss Lovely, it's Susie, Edna's daughter. I just wanted to check on my mother. Is she getting along all right?
Oh, just fine, dear. But she's been napping. She was tired from bingo earlier today, but I'll go wake her and connect your call. You just hang on.
Susie? Is that you, dear?
Yes, Mom. We're still here in Hawaii, but I feel so badly about leaving you.
No need to worry, dear. I've met some lovely people to sit and talk to, and we sew and crochet and play bingo. And there's even a movie tonight, Arsenic and Old Lace, if I can stay awake, that is. You two have fun there in Hawaii. I think I'll rest now.
Oh, okay, Mom. Love you. Bye.
All clear.
Nice job, Edna. With residents like you, Flowers Children will be a secret old hippie hideout for years to come. Party on, you crazy 60s children.
Right on, right on, right on. Woo!
Okay, Erica, you were talking a little earlier something about dogs and cats, and can you...
Yeah, well, you know how we love dogs and
right.
cats.
Yeah.
I think we're probably more dog lovers, but...
Well, I have to confess, we talk about dogs all the time, but I'm really a cat person at heart.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, then you're going to love
this. I have to fess
up. And you
up.
Have two
I
dogs.
Love cats. I do have two dogs. Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you
do
have
they know?
Cats?
Do they know? Do they have any idea
well,
of your
when the
secret
first,
longing?
When the first dog moved in, I had a cat.
Really?
Ah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yep, I did.
Well, people say you love dogs because they make you feel better, right?
Right.
Because petting a dog relaxes you. But they've actually proven it now scientifically.
Yes.
That
oh, in the brain?
Yeah, in the yeah. brain, that there's an emotional processing that happens when you pet a dog. And when you pet a dog, it releases serotonin and dopamine. Mm-hmm. It's a
really?
Known fact.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's very, very cool. And those are two feel-good chemicals, of course, that improve your mood. So why wouldn't you want to pet a dog, right?
And you know what? That is true because sometimes if I'm feeling really down, mm-hmm. I go to the PetSmart and play with a puppy.
Yeah.
And I always feel better.
How much is that doggy in the window?
they say
that. They say that. They say if you're suffering from depression, having a dog can help improve your symptoms.
There you go.
Well,
so you
I can do tell that. You that having my beautiful Riley dog was the biggest blessing when I went through my medical trials. Mm-hmm. And he was there every step of the way. Even now, if I'm not feeling well, that dog is right there comforting me. So,
yeah, well, especially the Goldens, best. They just know.
Oh,
they
absolutely.
Really do.
Absolutely.
And listen, you like this one too, Diana. Better than that, staring in the eyes of a dog that you know releases oxytocin.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, and oxytocin is the hormone that bonds a mother and a child. So that's really, really cool. So we do have very profound
well, because they are like our babies.
Relationship yeah, with
totally
our dogs.
Our four-legged babies.
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay.
And then there are cats.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, I've had cats. I do like cats. I don't own a cat now.
I did have cats when I was little. Okay. I did.
I had a cat once.
So
but
we're closet cat lovers, I guess. But and cats are funny and they're adorable, but there's a real deeper reason why we feel a fondness for cats. And that's because even though guard dogs are good at keeping, you know, intruders away and stuff,
right?
Cats can keep away bad energy and entities.
Really?
Ah.
Now, Grady is a total cat lover. Did you know this?
No.
I had no idea.
He's
a total cat lover. He had a cat when we started dating. But unfortunately, I'm allergic. So
you'd have to get one of those hairless cats.
Oh, they're so
scary
looking.
I know.
Puppy.
It's true. It's true. Puppy. No, but they say so guard dogs protect your house, but the cat will protect you from entities.
Huh?
And they said, like, if you ever notice if you've had cats, right? If you see them staring intensely towards an empty space or spending a suspicious amount of time around the house in one particular spot in the house, it's likely that your cat is sensitive to a concentrated amount of negative energy and is attempting to protect you and your home from possible infiltration by evil spirits and ghosts.
You know what? I've never talked about cats before, but when I was little, like, you know, 6, 7, something like that, a cat found its way into our yard and just moved in. I mean, we didn't have it in the house back then. And we named it Whitey. And all, you know, I was little. I didn't really know what
was
happening.
Couldn't get away with that now. But
and my mother said, come out in the garage, Bethy. Whitey had 4 baby kittens. And they were so cute. We named him Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe.
Oh, my God.
That is so cute. I love that.
And someday I'll have to dig out pictures and show you the pictures of them. And they were so sweet. And they were so tiny. I had my dollhouse out on the picnic table.
Right.
And they were, like, walking through the dollhouse. It was adorable.
Well, so that's what cats are good for. You know, they're very good because they possess a very unique aura that
the Egyptians revered them so much.
Yeah, probably right, because it repels all the negative energy.
You don't have to clean up a cat box when you have tourmaline. So.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, you can catch us on Apple Podcasts, www.dbtv.com, and of course our website, babesinvoiceland.com. See you next time.